And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian has accused Australia and the United States of lying in a crisis over a security pact that saw Canberra scrap a plan to buy French submarines in favor of American vessels. The statement came on the same day that France's ambassador left Canberra. Jean-Pierre Thibault called the surprise cancellation of a submarine contract with France in favor of a U.S. deal a huge mistake. In an interview, Thibault said his recollection is that Australia never mentioned that the project could be scrapped.
We agreed, and they agreed, that more in-depth discussions should be continued, and that this will be followed up in the coming weeks.
The deal scraps a $66 billion contract with French-majority state-owned naval group that was signed in 2016 to build 12 conventional diesel-electric submarines for Australia. Girls were excluded from returning to secondary school in Afghanistan Saturday after the country's new Taliban rulers ordered only boys and male teachers back to the classroom. A statement ahead of all classes resuming said all male teachers and students should attend their educational institutions. The statement, issued late Friday, made no mention of women teachers or female pupils. Secondary schools with students typically between the ages of 13 and 18 are often segregated by sex in Afghanistan. During the COVID-19 pandemic, they have faced repeated closures and have been shut since the Taliban seized power. The United Nations said it was deeply worried for the future of girls' schooling in Afghanistan. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Capitol Police say approximately 400 to 450 demonstrators turned up Saturday for a rally to support those charged in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. However, as AP's Julie Walker reports, they were vastly outnumbered by the media and a heavy law enforcement presence.
The rally took place in fields far from the Capitol building. It was ringed by heavy dump trucks. There were a few counter-protesters and a few scuffles. Police say one person was arrested for carrying a knife, but no major incidents were reported early on. Organizer Matt Brainerd, a former Trump campaign staffer, told the crowd, respect law enforcement.
This is about the many people who were there that day who have not been charged with violence, not been accused of assaulting a police officer, destroying property, and the disparate treatment they've received.
According to an Associated Press review, roughly 63 people are being held awaiting trial or sentencing in connection with January 6th. More than 600 people were arrested. I'm Julie Walker.
Greece on Saturday inaugurated the first of five new closed migrant camps opposed by rights groups who say the strict access measures are too restrictive. Barbed wire fencing surrounds the new camp on the island of Samos, which includes surveillance cameras, X-ray scanners, and magnetic doors. Mireille Girard is the UNHCR representative in Greece.
People have also heard the word closed centers, and they're concerned about that. So it's very important to demonstrate to them that these facilities will be truly open, that they will be able to commute.
Some 45 NGOs and civil society groups urged the EU and the Greek government to abandon plans to restrict the movement of people in the camps. The U.S. plans to speed up its efforts to expel Haitian migrants on flights to their Caribbean homeland as agents poured into a Texas city where thousands of Haitians have gathered after suddenly crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. The Department of Homeland Security said in a statement it moved about 2,000 of the migrants who had gathered under and near a bridge in the city of Del Rio to other locations Friday for processing and possible removal from the United States. It also said it would have 400 agents and officers in the area Monday morning and was prepared to send more if necessary. The announcement marks a swift response to the sudden arrival of Haitians in Del Rio, a city of about 35,000 people that sits on a relatively remote stretch of border and lacks capacity to hold and process such large numbers of people. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.